I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Deep in My Soul, Forever Stay will be a concert of remembrance for Veterans Day presented by the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance on Sunday, November 9th. The concert will feature Matthew Halls, Artistic Director of the Oregon Bach Festival, along with the UO Chamber Choir, the University Singers, and the Oregon Wind Ensemble. Matthew Halls joins me in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, Matthew.
Good to see you too, Eric.
Well, in the United States, the holiday of remembrance of armed service members is Veterans Day. In Britain, it's more the traditional Remembrance Day associated with the end of World War I. What meaning does this day have for you, musically and otherwise?
It was a very important date in the religious calendar. It was a very important date in the civic calendar. There would be a lot of beautiful music sung to remember those that have fallen, with appropriate texts, and there would also be this sort of sense of general remembrance of departed souls. It always takes place, of course, pretty close to All Souls Day, which is the 2nd of November. So it was an autumnal, rather dark part of the liturgical calendar. I remember that as a chorister, and it was quite a poignant couple of weeks of music making that we were doing as young choristers.
The first piece on Sunday's program here is from Henry Purcell, the great British composer, a classic piece he wrote for the funeral of Queen Mary II. What is it about this piece that makes it particularly appropriate to lead off this program with?
I'd been wanting to share my love of Purcell with the university ensembles for a long time. Purcell was one of the truly great English composers. Rather than a suite of different pieces, it's a sort of running continuum of events, a sequence of beautiful texts exploring themes of loss and grief, and a little bit of instrumental involvement in the form of solemn funereal procession. It's a very atmospheric sequence, and I think it's quite nice to do that with the university ensembles, because it's using the players and it's using the singers, and we're also going to use a little bit of the space of Bell Hall.
It's a piece that's familiar to some non-classical listeners as well, because Wendy Carlos did an electronic version of it as the theme for Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. So perhaps
Indeed.
You're going to be doing a very different version than Wendy Carlos.
It's possible.
Well, the next piece on the program after that is from a contemporary Scottish composer, James McMillan, who's probably a little less familiar to many of our listeners than Purcell. So tell me about that piece and James McMillan.
James McMillan is, in my humble opinion, one of the truly great living composers. James is a very religious man, and there is on the one hand a deep spirituality, and his music is always deeply moving. But at the same time, it's also very earthy and very honest and quite rustic. He uses, for instance, the little sounds that we associate with the bagpipes, the da-da-dang, those wonderful rhythms that we call Scotch snaps, very, very sudden, shuddered rhythms. And he's using sounds which are completely evocative of Scottish music, folk music. And so it's a fusion. And I think the balance is just beautiful between those two elements. On the one hand, the spirituality, and then the rugged beauty of the Scottish musical heritage.
Thank you. I'm speaking with Matthew Halls, Artistic Director of the Oregon Bach Festival, about the Veterans Day concert to be presented November 9th in Bell Hall on the UO campus. In the second half of the program, you're going to be doing Bruckner's E minor Mass scored for chorus and winds, a piece that Helmut Rehling has recorded, as a matter of fact, the man that you were following up. How is your approach different to this piece than Helmut's?
I can't answer that question directly, but I mean, there are many, many different ways to perform this piece. It was originally written to be performed outdoors, so it's a very special setting using a wind band. By wind band, I mean a mixture of brass and wind instruments. So it's combining the religiosity of the Mass with the slightly, again, more rustic setting of the local town Austrian band. It's got a wonderful monumental quality to it. You get these wonderful columns of sound that we're so familiar with from Bruckner's symphonic repertoire, and the winds function almost like an outdoor organ. They're producing all those sustained sonorities under the big, powerful fortes of the choir. But I've always had a real fondness for this piece, partly because of its uniqueness in terms of the scoring. His other two masses don't explore such exotic scorings. It's quite a tricky piece as well. It's very demanding for the choir. The lines are long. The sopranos have to sing extremely high, and it's a really, really good piece to test the mettle of a choir.
It will also be a good piece to test the mettle of the acoustics of Bell Hall, which is a sonically beautiful hall, perhaps different than the outdoor settings for which this piece was written, though. How does Bell Hall's acoustics figure into how you're presenting this piece?
Well, if you want to raise the roof, you've got to first have a roof, right? So I'm hoping that based on past experience, they'll rise to the challenge and this massed choir will really, really go for broke in these wonderful soaring lines that Bruckner writes.
Well, now you've settled into your role at the Oregon Bach Festival as Artistic Director for a year. What else are you looking forward to in the season to come?
One of the things that is exciting me particularly about next summer is the introduction of our Orchestral Academy. And in fact, at this point, I sit here now in the middle of our national audition tour for the Berwick Academy. But as you can expect, there's a lot of diverse repertoire on the menu for next summer. We've got a lot of Bach represented. Helmut is coming back and we're going to be able to enjoy a Passion from Helmut again. The overriding theme of the festival is set, and it's rather a journey from creation to resurrection. So without completely giving the game away, because we haven't made an official announcement yet, I think you can, perhaps your educated listeners will be able to discern some familiar musical names there.
Well, we look forward to it, and thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
Matthew Halls, Artistic Director of the Oregon Bach Festival, who returns to Eugene to lead the Veterans Day concert Deep in My Soul Forever Stay on Sunday, November 9th at Bell Hall on the UO campus. The concert is presented by the UO School of Music and Dance, featuring songs of prayer and remembrance from Henry Purcell and James McMillan and Bruckner's E minor Mass scored for chorus and winds. For more information on the concert, music.uoregon.edu, and more on Matthew Halls and the Oregon Bach Festival at oregonbachfestival.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.